We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brian Flores, head coach of the Miami Dolphins, having his Monday press conference. Has he begun to speak yet, Solana? Looks like he has just begun, so let's listen in.
I wanted to ask you a question about where you go for guidance. When you first got here, you had Jim Caldwell briefly, and he was the veteran coach on your staff, and then he wasn't here. Chan Gailey had veteran coaching experience last season, can be used as a sounding board. Right now, when your team is 1-5, and obviously you've got so many issues, where do you go for a sounding board or veteran guidance?
I talked to, the guys on our coaching staff. So, first person that comes to mind is Danny Crossman. And then our coordinators, George Godsey, Eric, Josh, and then our, the people on our support staff, Caleb Thornhill, Drew Brooks, Kyle Johnston. I mean, it's really a team effort. I think, those are the people who have a good pulse of the team. And just trying to get a feel for where guys are at, how guys are feeling. And what I've gotten is, I think there's still a lot of belief in our team and the players on our team. I think they support each other. I think they're a resilient group. We're going through some struggles right now, but I think they're sticking together. We're going to continue to stick together and try to prepare, practice well this week and have a better performance next week.
David Fronis.
Hi, Brian. A different kind of question for you. Most of the time, teams have a bye coming off the trip to London. Your team doesn't this year. Was that by team request to the league to have a later bye? And if so, could you break down the thought process behind it?
Yeah, we don't have a bye. Quite honestly, I think we want to get back out there, especially after, tough loss yesterday. We've had let's call it a West Coast trip. So obviously this was a lot longer than that, but when we've come back late, gotten in 2, 3, 4 a.m. in the morning, and then kind of turned it around over the next couple of days. And we're gonna have to do that again this week. We got a tough opponent coming in here, and we're gonna have to prepare and have a good week of practice. The London trip took a little bit. I would say, it's a long flight back, 9 hours, and long flight out there, and time change, et cetera. So we're going to have to get our rest the next couple of days, make sure we're getting hydrated, make sure we're eating the right things, make sure we're kind of getting ourselves back so we can, have a good week of practice.
David Lang.
Hey, Flo. It seemed yesterday's game was decided by 2 fourth-down plays, the 4th-and-1 that you guys had, and then the 4th-and-8 that they had. In looking at the tape, do you think it was more about some of the decisions you made for the plays, or do you think it was more an execution issue that both those plays didn't go your way?
It's a combination of both. When you rewatch it, there's always, hey, we could have done that, we could have done this. I have peace with the calls we made, both offensively and defensively. And those 4th downs you mentioned, in the moment, given, what we thought might happen, the players we wanted in there. We came out of it feeling like, those are the right things to do. I mean, and you know, you got to give credit to Jacksonville. They executed in those situations and we didn't. And you know, they always kind of go back and say, hey man, maybe we should have done this, maybe we should have done that. But you know, in the moment, you know, we just felt like those are the, we were putting our team in the best position in both instances.
Travis.
Hey, Coach, good afternoon. Just watching the game back, it looked like Tua did a pretty good job of mitigating some of the pressure and getting out of pressure within the pocket yesterday. Just wanted to get your take on his ability to kind of work around muddy pockets and when there is pressure, how you thought he did when watching the tape.
Yeah, I thought he did a real nice job yesterday. I thought he played well. I thought he threw the ball well. Obviously, he's playing with a little bit of discomfort. You know, made some nice throws, pushed it down the field. You know, there's always things that throws he wish he, you know, he would have made or could have had back. But you know, I think overall he did a lot of things. And, I was pleased with the way he played.
Safin.
Flo, what's going on, man? How was the flight home for you guys? Was it, you know, kind of quiet? Was everybody kind of trying to catch up on some sleep? Were you having any conversations with some of the players, checking in with them, I guess?
Yeah, you know, guys are disappointed. You know, I was disappointed as well, but these guys put a lot into this, a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of preparation, a lot of practice time. So they were disappointed. So it was, you know, it was a long flight. I think, you know, some guys went to sleep. Some guys kind of were watching the tape, asking questions about what they could have done here, what they could have done there, what they can do to help this team. So there were a lot of conversations like that on a flight.
Adam?
Brian, I know a lot of the conversations you have are in confidence, but I was just wondering if broadly you could tell us the reaction Steve Ross has had to the season so far, and I guess yesterday in particular.
I mean, obviously he's disappointed. You know, I don't want to speak for him, but I know that. You know, he wants to, you know, see our team have success. But that's really everybody. You know, he's no different than the players, the coaches, the support staff, the fans. You know, we've got to be better. I'll be the first to say that. Our players are you know, they're disappointed as well. But you know, what I know about our guys is we're going to pick ourselves up. We're going to come to practice on Wednesday. Try to improve, try to get better, you know, make the corrections we need to make. Look, I mean, look, we all know this. There's a very small margin for error in this league, very small. So, you know, the mistakes we make, we've made, they've cost us. We have to try to limit those mistakes. That's players and coaches. And yeah, there's a slim margin for error, and we're, you know, we're on the wrong side of that right now. But you know, we just need to continue to work. I mean, I trust the preparation. I trust the things that they're doing, the players. You know, we're always gonna kind of reevaluate, and see if there's anything we can do better. But yeah, I think collectively, you know, Steve, Tom, you know, Chris, Brandon. I mean, the entire you know, organization, you know, there's disappointment, and you know, they want better.
Josh.
Hey, Coach, in talking to a couple of guys yesterday, Mike Gesicki and Emmanuel, they were saying that you guys are so close. What do you go from so close to getting there?
I think we, you know, it's work, Josh. I mean, you know, I think they're right. I think there's a, you know, there's a handful of things in every game where ball bounces this way, ball bounces another way. We get a call, we don't get a call. We make a call, we make a play, we make a tackle, we make a block. We spring somebody. I mean, and it's a different ball game. And that's, again, that's what I mean by, and they understand this. You know, there's a very slim margin for error here in this league. That's for all teams. You know, that's the beauty of this league. And We understand that. We've got to do a better job. I've got to do a better job of limiting the errors that are showing up that are ultimately costing us. So, you know, penalties, pre-snap penalties. You know, there's things that spacing in the pass game. Some things defensively from a run fit standpoint. There's just the very little things that are the difference between, you know, a guy getting 3 yards and a guy getting 6 yards. And you know, we got to be better in all those instances. All those situations.
Hal,
you had a long list of players who who weren't able to play yesterday. I'm wondering, were there any guys who were close to playing and looking very, very positive for this Sunday? Or for that matter, are there any guys who might wind up on IR who missed yesterday's game?
I don't think anybody, you know, I don't want to speak out of turn, but, you know, Alex Byron, Shaheen,
Preston,
Devontae, don't see any of those guys going on IR. But you know, we're day to day with all of those guys. I think, you know, we'll see how it goes in practice. See if, you know, we can get them, you know, to practice, you know, even on a limited basis. Although, you know, some of those guys practice, you know, Byron practiced last week, Preston practiced a little bit last week. X did not, Devontae did not, Shaheen practiced. I think the guys who practiced are probably a little bit closer than the guys who didn't. But obviously, we'll know more. You know, they got today, tomorrow to treat and rehab, and you know, we'll just take it one day at a time.
Given the length of this losing streak, are you as a head coach having to fight frustration or anything along those lines?
You know, I think there's always frustration. You know, when you're dealing with adversity, that's just, they kind of go hand in hand. But you know, I think as an organization, as a building, I think we're it's a very supportive group. I think, you know, players support players, coaches support players, players support coaches, support staff supports, you know, really everyone. So while we're all frustrated that you know, we're not getting the results we want, I think. You know, everyone kind of believes in what we're doing, believes in our process. You know, we need to do things just a little bit better, really, in all areas. And if we do that, I think we're all, you know, we're all confident that things will turn.
Cam?
Flo, what's up, man? I was listening to some of your comments here, and I think there was common threads about, you know, mistakes and figuring out how to minimize those. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think early in the first couple of years, you guys were really minimizing those mistakes.
Yeah,
I'm curious why you feel like maybe you guys have taken a step back in the mistake and maybe discipline perspective of the game.
You know, every year is different, so it's hard to say one year to the next. There's always different players, different teams. You're dealing with different circumstances. You know, we harp on all those little things, all those things, and those you know, that we, you know, I mentioned earlier, and we've been those are always points of emphasis. Every game's a little different, so I think it's dependent on you know, some of the things we're seeing, players we're seeing, some of the, you know, things we're seeing schematically. And then, you know, at the end of the day, there are definitely instances where I know we know, you know, what to do, but there's a mental error or you know, someone, you know, somebody goes down and we got somebody in there who didn't practice it. I mean, there's, look, I'm not going to sit here and make excuses like that. I'm not going to do that either. But we're making a lot of mistakes and we need to clean them up.
D. Orlando Ledbetter, Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Yeah, Coach. What having practice with the Falcons against them in training camp. Will that be some benefit this week as you all try to get ready for the game on Sunday?
I think, you know, the one benefit is, and it is for both teams, we'll have familiarity with their players. But, you know, I'm sure Arthur didn't, you know, show all his cards and we didn't show all ours. And you know, they got a tough competitive team, and you know, we know it'll be a tough game. So, but as far as them coming down here and practicing, I thought that was, that we both teams got a lot out of that. And
thank you.
I think it'll be a competitive game.
Cam?
When you go through a stretch like this, I think five straight, how do you balance maybe feeling like you as a coach may have to make a statement versus counting on your player leadership to, you know, say something to try to change this?
I think it's, look, this is a team effort. Players, coaches, we're all in this together. Obviously, I have my thoughts and my message that, you know, I give to the team. And then, you know, the leaders on our team, whether it's, you know, Elandon Roberts or Jesse Davis or Mac Hollins or, you know, whoever it may be, I think they have their own message. I think the coaching message is one, but, you know, the player message and, you know, that's a different thing, but you know, it's all encompassing, and you know, we all kind of work together.
Marcel?
Hey, Brian, wondering, now that you've reviewed the tape, what did you see out of Noah's play yesterday in that spot start?
I thought Noah, he did some good things. I thought he tackled, you know, efficiently. And obviously he had the two balls caught on him. I thought he was in good position on both of them. We just talked about, you know, going up and, you know, just being more kind of aggressive to try to get it out of them. But I think, you know, Jones made a couple good plays on them. But overall, I thought he did some good things and, you know, filled in competitively.
Was it the type of performance you'd expect out of him, considering, you know, how much he's been able to kind of sit on the sideline and take the game in a different perspective and learn while he's inactive?
We got confidence in Noah. We put him in there, and again, he did some good things. That's, you know, what I expected. I expect him to play competitively and tackle well and know where he's supposed to be, communicate well. Obviously, you know, like we all saw, there was a couple balls that were down the field, and I think he had a chance to make a couple plays on them, and you know, I think that's the next step for him to go up and get a couple of those out.
Got it. Thanks, Brian.
All right, last question, Cam.
Hey, Flo. I know you talked a little bit about that 4-from-1 with Malcolm earlier and liking what you saw there, but a lot of times you'll see coaches put the ball in their quarterback's hands in those fourth quarter situations. I'm curious how much you thought about maybe letting Tua get that and why wasn't that the answer there?
You know, we thought about that. You know, we just felt like, you know, we'd had some success with Malcolm in that instance, and you know, felt good about the play. And you know, look, you gotta give Atlanta credit. You know, they made a good play there. And you know, we didn't get it done.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Dream radio station. A little press conference, a little music.
Who's this? Come to
the side that can't tell you.
I think it's Led Zeppelin.
I can't tell you. Well, if you thought you were going to hear a contrite Brian Flores, you didn't get that. If you thought you were going to hear some wholesale changes are in the works, you didn't get that. If you thought... If you thought you were going to get anything different than his traditional Monday press conference, you are disappointed coming out of that.
So, what do you think? He was going to say sorry?
I think a lot of people want to hear, just looking at the text line too, a lot of people want to hear, you know, I stink at this. This is a disaster. I am heading an unmitigated disaster, you know, and no one's going to give you that. And you'd be foolish to believe so. I do think people would expect to hear some changes or, you know, some contrition on, you know, he was asked a couple times about the 4th-and-1 and giving it to Malcolm Brown. And it was, no, we thought about some other plays, but that was the right call. He's done it for us before. And that frustrates me as a fan because I found that call to be galling, as you mentioned, out of the shotgun, no less.
That was the crazy part to me.
You know.
Like, your quarterback and your running back are standing on the same plane. If you put him 8 yards back, he has a head start to hit this line.
Right. And he's not the fastest guy in the world, so I don't even know if the head start. He may be gassed by the time he gets to the line of scrimmage.
Don't give it to me. Pull it. Pull it.
So, yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
Yes.
That's
Didn't say much.
No.
He admitted that it was a bad loss. Like, it shouldn't have happened. It was some tough plays, and people brought it up, and you said it before we took.
I mean, he didn't even crush Noah Igbinoghene.
We saw
some stuff that we liked out of him, and then I think it was Marcel Jacques Louis that he was on with us last week that was asking that question, and he even kind of pressed him on it. Well, is that the kind of play you would expect from someone who's been on the sideline watching and being like, yeah, but the, you know, there was just nothing there. I mean, it was he wasn't going to give you what you wanted.
Belichickian.
Very.
That's what you
very.
Do. That's what they do. So. Yesterday, Belichick did that after the Dallas loss. Mm-hmm. Overtime. Mm-hmm. No, we're just going to, you know, that's what happened. We didn't get the plays to fall our way.
Right.
All that Brian Flores does is talk louder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is what it is.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a Miami Dolphins question of the day in the next segment. We're going to play some Who Got Funky this hour as well. Solana's on the phone. That was a Red Hot Chili Peppers song, so he is gathering a winner right now for Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets. And if you didn't win them, you can buy them at livenation.com, or you make sure that you're listening to us tomorrow because we'll have another pair of Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets to give away. All the people whose lines are still ringing right now, he is on the line with the winner. He is on the line with the winner. So if you are not being talked to at the moment, you can hang up because that means you are not the winner. All right, we'll play some, we'll do Who Got Funky later in the hour. We'll do a Miami Dolphins question of the day here in a moment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Miami Dolphins question of the day, brought to you by Dade County Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Miami Dolphins. You can go to fincu.com for more info.
Guys, things are not going well.
Is this true or false? Is this a true or false question?
True. Bingo. All right. Let's put the blame on one person. Who? Remember, one single person. Who is responsible for this regression from last year to this year? A bad football team. Who is responsible for it?
That's another Miami Dolphins question of the day.
If I have to blame one person, my blame would probably go on Chris Greer at this point. Only because, and I said it earlier. So if you don't think that you need a running back in the draft, which they, you know, they didn't think this season or last season they needed a running back, well, then you should have someone on your roster that can get you a yard when you need it. And they don't. And by the way, they're still shuffling the running backs. They're still, I mean, we're at game six. Myles Gaskin got great run last week. And then yesterday, it's all Malcolm Brown again. Salvin Ahmed got great run last season. And they thought it was going to be kind of a Gaskin-Ahmed two-headed monster. They bring in Malcolm Brown. Like, if you don't think you need to draft a running back, that's because you have a stout offensive line that can protect for anybody. But you don't have a stout offensive line. So I think there's personnel problems. I think Cam Wolf pointed it out when we talked to him. I mean, they're first-round picks. Noah Igbinoghene, Tua Tagovailoa, and Austin Jackson. I mean, you know, question marks on all – three first-round picks?
Yeah.
Question marks on all of them? That would be, you know, that would be my guy.
I'd have to go with you, but for different reasons. Even that offensive line, building that offensive line where you either re-signed or drafted every single person in the first and second string. Eichenberg, Hunt, they were running behind Hunt yesterday, I'll say that. But every guy up there, man, she brought him in. Jesse Davis, you redid his contract. You get rid of Vannoy and Bobby McCain for Jalen Phillips and Jason McCourty, and the defensive backfield just seems like the communication is not where it was. It seems like those turnovers and all. And I know yesterday Xavier Howard and Byron Jones was out, but they weren't out for the damn Bucs game. The Bucs could have dropped 60 on us if they really wanted to. I would have to go with the grocery buyer instead of the cook on this one. I think I'm with you. I'm going with Greer.
Yeah. And there's more than that. The receivers, you thought you had a great receiving core. But if Devontae can never stay healthy, that needs to be taken into account when you're building a receiving core. You bring in another receiver, Will Fuller, who can't stay healthy. That needs to be taken into account. Preston Williams, another guy that you're counting on, can't stay healthy. We've seen it season after season after season. I don't know what happened to Albert Wilson. I don't know. There's a lot of problems. A lot of personnel problems.
Yeah.
A lot of personnel problems. All right, we're going to do Who Got Funky in the next segment. We do it every Monday, courtesy of our friends at Funky Buddha. We go around the room. We tell you who got funky this past weekend. Ain't nobody on the Dolphins or the Hurricanes. Let's be honest.
Agba?
Manuel Agba.
I'm reaching. I'm good.
I mean, there had to be somebody that actually Tua got a little funky.
Yeah, 329.
Funky.
So we're going to do Who Got Funky in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. A little Funky Cole Medina means Who Got Funky.
Funky.
Brought to you by Funky Buddha Funky. Hard Seltzer. Made with real cane sugar and agave. Unleash your funk
Funky.
Today. Play this every Monday. Do you have a big open for Who Got Funky, Solana?
I do, Hawk. I'm going to play it here for you.
All right. Why don't you play it here for me?
Thank you.
Yo, E, what you want to do now, man?
Yo, whatever it is, it's just got to be funky.
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 I can't get enough of that funky stuff.
You know it's funky, 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 because you heard it from here, see.
Make it funky, make it funky, make it funky, make it funky.
Who Got Funky on Hawk and Crowder?
Don't forget that Funky Buddha tap
funky.
Room at the FLA Live Arena for Panthers games. And you get that Funky Buddha
funky.
At FTX Arena now for Heat games.
Oh.
Heat open the season on Thursday.
Watch party tomorrow?
Yeah, at Funky Buddha, the
funky.
Tap room in Oakland Park. A little watch party for the Lightning Panthers game.
I sneak up there, man.
I might as well
yeah.
because I love that place.
Yes.
And it's always a great time. And the food is ridiculously good. And obviously, the Funky Buddha on tap.
Oh, my goodness. They got
even
the flights
better.
You can get all
yeah,
the
yeah,
different
yeah.
four,
yeah.
12, 16. I could go 32 if I could.
So we'll go around the room here as to who got funky. And for me, it's me.
Funky.
Me and Lori Hockman. We got funky 24
funky.
Years ago today. My wife, Lori, and I, we got married. Lori Snyder back then. Now she's Lori Hockman. 24 years ago today, the Hockmans got married. And I tweeted out today something that I tweet out, a little derivative of it every year. Which is, and it proves to me that no one reads Twitter. Because there was another Easter egg in this tweet that most people did not. When I say most, I mean 98% of the people. And there's a bunch of likes and views. I could see the tweet activity. I tweeted, the wife and I celebrate 11 years of wedded bliss today. Happy 24th anniversary, Mushy. Now, that's funny.
It's funny.
Because we're celebrating 24 years, but I'm saying we're celebrating 11 years of wedded bliss. So I'm intimating that 13 years have been miserable. And it's just a joke, but I do
me.
This joke
yeah.
every
oh, yeah.
year on Twitter.
And the happiness number changes, but the time together always is
consistent. And it's always funny to me because most people don't acknowledge that. It's just congratulations. The added Easter egg is that I posted a picture of Lori and I being blessed by our rabbi. It's an actual picture from the wedding. But Channing's face is photoshopped onto the rabbi's face. So it looks like Channing is marrying us. And everyone's just like, beautiful picture, great couple, mazel tov. There was one guy, he had just tweeted, I tweeted right back at him. He tweeted, so am I to take it? There were 13 years of non-bliss. And I wrote, not only that, Channing Crowder's my rabbi. Like, he got half of it,
the joke,
but didn't see the picture. But it's up there on Twitter. But happy anniversary, Lori. 24 years of wedded bliss. 24 years.
Somebody did. And you're right. 99% of people didn't get the,
nope,
the little Easter egg, as you call it.
Yep.
But the person that did tweet me, Channing hasn't aged a day since he was 13, and I was about to text like, yeah, man, you know.
He looks so good.
Great diet, but I just let it muster out.
He looks so good as our rabbi. So
I remember that day, man.
The Hawkmans, no, you don't remember that
day. It was some bad ones in that. Ooh, Hawk, you had some bad ones.
That is the famous Rabbi Frank. A lot of people in South Florida know Rabbi Frank. He drives a Harley. He's got the flowing white robes. He is a pimped out rabbi, which is why we chose him. We like him. But not as pimped out as Rabbi Crowder that you see in that picture. But man, it does, like, Uncle Luke liked it, Katie, yes, Meyer liked it, but none of that, Robert Smith, like Mike Cugno, everybody's like, hey, congrats. But it's Channing Crowder marrying us, and the tweet is suggesting that the majority of the marriage was not happy.
Why? Like some people.
Well, that's true.
Most people agree with
you. They're like, "Wow, 11 years. You got more."
He's allowed to say that?
That's funny. But yeah, we got funky 24 years ago today. Crowder, who got funky this weekend?
It's beautiful. Yours is beautiful. I'm coming with a sports take. I feel funny, but I gotta say it. And it's good. And it kind of rubs the Dolphin fans the wrong way, bro. This damn Lamar Jackson,
funky.
Because he went back. We saw the 13-point deficit he closed last week in the Colts game. Then he comes out this week and damn destroys the L.A. Chargers that people were talking about are going to be Super Bowl, you know, Super Bowl favorites in the AFC and all this stuff. But then he beats Dan Marino's record for his 35th win under the age of 25 after he was the youngest guy in NFL history to ever win NFL MVP. John Harbaugh came out today and said all the Lamar Jackson critics are looking silly right now, and I had to raise my damn hand because,
yep,
you don't remember.
I remember.
3 years ago, I questioned this young man coming, yep, out of Louisville. I'm dumb. Sorry, Lamar. Sorry, John Harbaugh. Sorry, Ozzie Newsome, who's the GM of the Ravens. Lamar Jackson is going to be a Hall of Famer when it's all said and done.
And a lot of Dolphins fans were watching that game yesterday because of the matchup with Justin Herbert.
Yes.
And Lamar Jackson showed you why he's an MVP. Jimmy, who got funky this weekend?
Sam Bennett for the Florida Panthers.
Funky.
You're right.
Got a hat trick versus the Islanders.
He did. Were you at the game Saturday night?
No.
Yeah, there were... There were a lot of people at the game Saturday night, and, you know, when you get a hat trick, you throw the hat right out onto the ice. And so I was texting. I think you might have been on that thread. I was texting with Ryan, one of the founders of Funky Buddha. And we were like, oh, Hattie for Sam Bennett. Throw a hat on the ice for me. And Ryan texted back, I just bought one in the store for $10. It was their special, and I'm not parting with it.
Really?
Ryan. $10.
You got a little money, bro.
With all the funky Buddha we're selling. $10. Celebrate Sam Bennett with that hattie. So good one. Good one, Jimmy. Jimmy got funky this weekend as well with
funky.
His picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went 3-1. I'll talk about that. Solana, who got funky this weekend?
Mine's a little weird, but I believe it's the only positive thing from a Miami perspective to come from London.
All right.
It was Joe Shad of the Palm Beach Post and Dave Hyde of the Sun Sentinel. Their relationship, their friendship in England over the past weekend, to me, I think they got funky.
Funky.
These two went to a Liverpool game together. Joe Shad posted a photogram with like different boxes of different pictures. They're taking selfies. Then at the game, Joe Shad is posing before the game. And I just love the idea of Joe Shad having to ask Dave Hyde, hey, you mind taking a picture of me? I want to post this on the gram. Those two just seem like they had the most delightful time together in London. Unfortunately, they didn't get the result they wanted of the team they covered. But I feel like I missed out on a great weekend.
Who got funky of all time?
I feel like I missed out on a great weekend with Joe Shad and Dave Hyde.
I'm looking at the picture that he just sent us. The, what do you call it? The
photogram.
The photogram. There's not one picture of Joe Shad and Dave Hyde together. So how do you know they were having fun together? Like, they, if you're saying that they were each taking pictures of each other, but I mean, there's not a single picture of them together.
Ah, they went to the Liverpool game together. I'm sure they got a bite to eat after together. It just looked like the coolest trip for those two guys.
Solana, I'm a fan of Grumpy Old Men, the movie. I would watch this reboot.
With Dave Hyde and Joe Shad?
Shad and Hyde living next to each other, competing to get to the fishing
hole.
What am
I missing here?
I would watch this.
At one point during the Dolphins game, Dave Hyde tweets something about the game. Joe Shad quote tweets it. Dave's absolutely right. Then, like 20 minutes later, Joe Shad tweets something. Dave Hyde's quote tweeting it. Couldn't agree more. I mean, these two were just, they couldn't separate from each other all weekend, and I loved it. It gave me hope for friendship in the future.
All right. There's your Who Got Funky, brought to you by Funky Buddha Hard Seltzer, made with real cane sugar and agave. Unleash your
funky
today. $10 hat from Ryan. $10.
You're a random hot. He texted us.
Did he? I mean, honestly, do you know how many, I'm guessing you get it as much as I do, tweets from people enjoying my first Funky Buddha ever. They're showing you the cans. Like, I mean, it's crazy. You know, the Funky Buddha brand and this show is intertwined. $10 hat.
I've told a lot of multimillionaire teammates, the hardest thing is making money. The easiest thing is spending it.
How often does Sam Bennett get a hat trick?
I'm tight.
Jimmy, how often does Sam Bennett get a hat trick?
Probably not often.
You're 100% correct on that. You got to throw that hat on the ice.
Do you have to, though?
Yeah.
I've never been present for a hat trick, but I'd sling one of my hats out.
Of course.
There.
$10.
Like I said, I've been to dozens of games and never.
Or Ryan, throw a $10 bill out on the ice and, you know, tell them to go get a hat.
Are you allowed to throw anything else?
No! Throw the hat on the ice and then go buy another $10 hat.
That's a question. You got a little excited.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.